think I've seen one in the past. I don't have one here now.
Yeah. Okay, they're basically recommending $200,000 each for the House and Senate to fund legislative travel and to bring legislators and other Congress or key staff to Alaska. And I think you mentioned the last time you were on that they can find the money, and this is of enough interest nationally that they'll find the money to come up here. And I know they've done that in the past, so I guess I just question whether or not that $200,000 was needed. The other $600,000 they recommend is to hire a professional grassroots public opinion making firm. And I'm not sure whether that is either an appropriate use of money or what. I'd just like to hear what your thoughts are on that.
Let me respond to both of those specific questions and then try to generalize in what would be a summary statement. I think it is vitally important that congressmen and their staffs come to Alaska to view ANWR. Our experience has been that by and large, when congressmen see the coastal plain, they understand the issues better, and we think that that endures to our benefit. However, it has also been our experience, both with respect to ANWR and other public policy issues affecting Alaska, that when congressional committees or their staffs feel that it is important to view a location close up, they manage to get there. Most of the time, they do it through their own committee budgets, and some of the time they do it under the auspices of other interest groups. If I felt that those arrangements would not be made in these circumstances, I would strongly recommend to you that we fund that, because I think it's important. But every evidence is, through the pattern of the last 2 years, that the Congress does manage to come when it desires to do so. And that's really just the basis of that portion of my testimony. With respect to the public relations efforts, with the caveat that nobody ever knows what the causal relationships are in the congressional decision-making process, or very seldom we do, I just questioned when I testified last week about that allocation as the most effective use of scarce resources. I'll cite just briefly two or three considerations. One is that for a while early in the ANWR effort, we did have a PR firm on board. I think they were very helpful to us. One of the things that they were most helpful with was teaching us to do some of the things that seemed so mysterious in the PR area otherwise. So we know how to deal with editorial boards now, how to prepare press kits, and a number of the other things that are designed to deal at a grassroots level. Secondly, I feel that there are some things that the government does best and does well, and other things that the private sector does best. And in these circumstances, I think our forte is the kind of direct substantive advocacy in Washington. We're not as good at creating a grassroots framework in local areas, and I think that's best done by others. Third, in that regard, our experience with D2, I think, is instructive. Admittedly, a larger amount of money then, but I think most people who observe that would agree that that the PR effort there was at best marginally productive and may have been counterproductive, because our opponents took advantage of that. And I think in some of the testimony you've heard today, you could see a warning shot across the bow with respect perhaps to the expenditure of monies for those purposes. In summary there, we have discovered, I think, that entities that have established operations, whether they be shareholder lists or corporate supplier lists or a lot of interest and then disappeared. And we then feel that we do much better when we're dealing with the national media and other media outlets in local areas and proceed in that direction. I think, Mr. Chairman, I'll stop there and see if the committee has other questions, and then there are just two or three comments I'd like to make at the end.
Thank you very much, John. I guess I'd ask, did you see Speaker Cotton back there? And if you did, better tell him Representative DeVar is getting pretty comfortable in his chair, so you might have to get back here in a hurry. there are questions from committee members here. Representative Hudson.
John, this is Bill Hudson. Nice to talk to you. I think, John, you've told us how you don't want to spend the money. How do you want to spend it? I'm talking about the $1,200,000. I see no explanation of how it's going to be spent. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't have some sort of a budget idea that you've got in mind.
Thank you, Representative Hudson. I think that the explanatory information that you're looking for is reflected in the fiscal note. Hopefully, Mike Nizek is there today and can explain that in some detail. I would just very briefly summarize what I mentioned last week. Some of the money that we requested reflects the need to fund state agencies which work on ANWR, particularly their travel costs to Washington when we're asked to testify on technical sorts of issues. Also, visits to the North Slope to help guide congressmen through their visits. Secondly, we did ask for additional money in terms of direct substantive advocacy back here in Washington. We anticipate that in this Congress we could well face floor fights in the House and Senate. That's not something that occurred in the last Congress, and we feel the need to gear up for that. And then there's a small component in there for some tactovic impact aid money just to assist the community in dealing with the support of congressmen and other decision makers that come up there in the summertime. Representative Hudson, I was reflecting on my testimony last week, and I think that the precise amount of money which the legislature may appropriate is not as important as the concept that the money be spent wisely. I tried to give you my assessment of where we have best spent money in the past and where we haven't. I recognize that other people may see it differently. In the past, one or two members of our congressional delegation have seen it differently, and I don't claim to have a monopoly on knowledge in this area. Also, as I've indicated a couple of times, no one ever knows what the causal relationships are, and I would not represent to you that under no circumstances would an allocation for something or another that I did not support or the administration did not support would not be a good idea. I think what we need to do most foremost here is forge the kind of working relationship between the legislature and the governor, which existed after the first period of time in the D2 situation. Prior to that, I think a lot of us were working at cross purposes, but when that relationship was forged, then I think the whole situation began to change, and I see the opportunity here to forge that relationship. If the legislature feels strongly that a particular item is important in the state's total advocacy effort, after you've heard all of the testimony, the one assurance that I can provide to you is that we will accept that guidance and we will seek to spend that money as carefully and wisely as we possibly can. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Katz. Representative Hudson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. John, I apologize. I was under the impression that the $1.5 million, which includes those items that you discussed, as well as the $1.2 million, was coming from the governor's pen and carried your sanction. I'm pleased to hear that it doesn't. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Katz, have you seen our speaker back there? Over.
Not seen him this trip, Mr. Chairman. I expect to tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are there any other... if he doesn't get back from Navarro, you got the chair tomorrow. And is there any other questions of committee members to Mr. Katz? John, thank you very much for being online. We appreciate the cooperation from your office and the governor's office upstairs and working through there. As Representative Hudson did present here, there was a little confusion as to who was asking for the money and how it was going. So we are going to resolve this in a subcommittee appointment by the chair and bring the bill back before the committee as a committee substitute. So are there any other closing remarks, John?
No, sir, not from here.
Okay, thank you very much. So at this time, it is the chair's desire to appoint a subcommittee with Menard, Chairman, Representative Navarre, and Hudson on this, and we will have a committee substitute to bring back before the committee hopefully tomorrow. Is there any other business to come before the House Resources Committee today? If not, House Resources is adjourned at 4:52. Thank you.